Beautiful day again today.
Oh, man.
I know. Love it. It is 8:35.
I think there's going to be basketball practice outside today.
That sounds good.
People like that because the girls' basketball team has to warm up for tonight's game. Probably going to be colder in the gym, Scott Jensen, than outside.
I think so. I think you're right. It's going to be beautiful today.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Welcome. Nice to have you guys here once again.
Super excited to be here. It's a great time of the year. Winter sports are wrapping up and spring is in the air.
Yeah, so tonight we'll have the ball game around on Mix 105.5 when Fremont takes on Kearney. And Coach is here, Coach Kelly Flynn, also a PE instructor. Welcome, nice to have you here.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun this year, I'll bet.
Yes, it really has. We've got a special group here. Some of our seniors are here today, and it's just been a really, really fun ride, and we don't want it to end for a long time yet.
So do you really lean on your seniors?
Yes. This has been a group that's been a big part of it for the last 4 years. They've had a lot of success, and they're on a mission.
Well, and they do more than just basketball. I know Macy, I see her about every Sunday when I go to church. So, Macy Bryant, you want to step up to the mic first? And, Coach, maybe just talk a little bit about what Macy has contributed to the team over the years.
Well, she's contributed so much. She's just a tremendous team leader. She's our career leader in rebounds. I call her like the quarterback out there. She talks to the team a lot. Just a great team leader, I'd say.
Yeah, that's for sure. She is. Yeah, usually talking on the court and not talking trash most of the time. You're telling your teammates kind of what to do,
face.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
You just have to make that face, and everybody knows.
Exactly. You got it.
So, what's been your favorite thing over these 4 years playing basketball?
The girls, the teammates. Seriously, like if you don't have the right teammates, then that can make the whole difference. But all these girls, all these years, have just made not only on the court but off the court in our trips that we've been able to graciously take to Arizona and Orlando. Like they have been some like unforgettable memories that I will never be able to forget. And so it's really the teammates that have made it.
So I came to one game this year, and I must be a jinx because I came to the Lincoln High game. So I said, well, maybe I better, Lynn and I said, we probably better not come to another game. We'll just listen.
You can come to the next
one. Yeah, you're welcome back.
All right. I'll come to state maybe.
Perfect.
All right. You broke a record this year, and I would imagine that was one of the things that you, maybe not breaking a record, but rebounds, kind of your deal, isn't it?
Yes, they are. It's like, well, we obviously are a really good shooting team, and we shoot a lot, and I always say most of them usually go in, so I don't really have to do that much because most of them do go in. But the mindset to always go for the ball wherever it's going. You don't look where it's at, you look where it's going. And after playing with all the girls for so long, Sarah, Bella, Kenzie, been playing since third grade, you just kind of look and see where their shot looks like, and if you can kind of tell where it's going to go, and then you just grab it.
Yeah, Coach, just from watching, you can kind of tell these girls, they've been playing together for a long time, and it shows on the court.
Yes, they're a fun team to coach, and they know each other.
So, are you going to reveal any special strategies for tonight?
Just try to score more points than Arnie.
That's the scout, yep.
Well, congratulations on a great year so far, and let's finish it up next week, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Bella Keaton, you want to step on up to the mic? How has your season been going? Are you enjoying yourself, having a good time?
Oh, my gosh. Senior year has been amazing. It's something I'll always remember, the memories and everything. It's been great to be coached by Coach Flynn. Love that. And the team has just been, it's been a lot of fun.
Can you describe his coaching style? Is there a way to describe it?
She rolls her eyes.
In front of him?
No, Coach Flynn, he wants the most out of you, and he expects a lot, but it's a good a lot. And we have fun at practice. We keep it lighthearted. There's been lots of memories at practice, that's for sure. No, lots of laughs. Keep it. You know, coming into state, there's a lot of pressure. You know, and which is a good thing. But keeping it light at practice, and like we work hard, but just like keeping the energy up, and it's a lot of energy always from Flynn.
Good deal.
You always wanted to do basketball since you were little?
Yes. I mean, my family's kind of always been a basketball family, so just kind of put into it. And ended up being the sport that I kept with, and so I've loved it. Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We have Sarah Shepherd with us this morning also. Thanks, Bella. Sarah, you've lived basketball not just on the court, but with your whole family.
Yes.
Everybody is a basketball freak. So how has this season been for you?
It's been super fun. I mean, obviously, like what those two just said, it's just lifelong memories that are going to stick with us forever. It's like it's more than just on the court, and we're just excited to finish it out on a good note.
Yeah. Coach, can you talk about her style of play a little bit?
Yes. Again, Sarah really gives a lot of energy, gets up and down the floor, leads the break a lot of different times, and she's another big-time rebounder. She's had some double-doubles this year, just does a great job.
Yeah, that's for awesome. Sure. Yeah. And I, every time your dad comes in on Thursday morning, so we don't talk about it on mic, but we're usually talking basketball. Yeah. So he does brag about you a little bit.
Yeah, if he ever wakes up in the morning and makes it, I don't know.
There's probably been a couple times where he said, hey, aren't you supposed to be at the station?
That's funny.
Well, congratulations on a great season. Mackenzie Kinning also with us this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Maybe just talk about your experience with the team this year.
Well, this year especially, I feel like we are even closer than we've ever been. We've always been a super close team, but I feel like this year especially, we always have done a lot of team bonding, and I love our team bonding. Like, we hang out like we're best friends, and we are, like, these are some of my best friends, and I have loved this season so much, and I love all these girls.
Yeah. Coach, maybe just talk a little bit about Mackenzie and how she contributes.
Yeah, again, she's really handles a role very, very well. She cheers for us on the bench, and when she does come in, she does a great job. She comes to practice every single day, works hard, and again, is just a multi-sport athlete, and really good to have her part of our team. And like she said, we have a great team bonding and love these girls.
Well, you're probably going to have a full house tonight. Yeah, go ahead, Sherry.
Well, and that's what makes a team successful, is if you guys are friends and you can read each other on that court. Because if you have that disconnect, you're not going to be a cohesive team. So that's so important. So I admire you guys. That's great.
Yeah.
I didn't get to say anything about Bella. I did want to just say she's our point guard and does so much. All these girls are great team leaders, but she really does. She gets the ball up the court for us and unselfish and distributes it and plays good defense. All these guys play good defense. That's something we take a lot of pride in. But these are some great team leaders. We're missing two of our seniors that stayed back for their classes. But I'm going to miss this group, but hopefully we'll get it done this year.
Yes.
Yeah. Got some young girls, too, who are contributing in a big way. So be a full house tonight. How do you block it out? Do you block out the crowd, or are you listening to the crowd and also watching the floor?
Watching the floor mostly, but we really do like the the Baja gym and like the fans right there on top of us. And they are so supportive, and I'd love to see the packed house, and I think it will be tonight. I think it'll be a great crowd. If you watch our bench, you'll see Mackenzie and them with a lot of energy also. I think they give the team a lot, and we always talk about anybody that does come in to try to give us that lift, and so far everybody's been doing that.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, and good luck tonight. Yeah. Win that one, and on we go next week.
Mm-hmm. And Chris, thanks. You stay home.
Yeah, exactly.
You're welcome.
With that, we'll bring in Mark Harmon, our Fremont High vocal music instructor and fine arts department chair. You've got some big days coming up, too. So let's talk a little bit about that.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah.
Exciting time.
Oklahoma, is it next week?
Next week. Yeah, next Thursday night we open. Yep.
Yeah, so it'll be, what's the schedule?
We're performing Thursday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. With the idea that the cast can then go support the girls.
Oh, there we go.
Game on Friday night. So we will be in Lincoln to watch the girls on Friday night.
Good That's deal. Great. Yeah, about how many kids do you have involved in Oklahoma?
There are 60 students in the cast.
Jeez.
Another dozen or so behind the scenes and helping out running sound and lights and all that sort of thing. So, about 75 or so.
Song-wise, how many songs?
A million. I mean, it's all the songs right? I mean, Oklahoma's full of them. Right. You know, just all the great songs. Everybody knows every word to every song, which is
you know, both a blessing and a curse. They love them, so they come to hear the songs they can sing along to.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I had Sherry sing a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Not much.
Not much, no.
I mean,
not much.
About four syllables.
Yes, I think that's Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think is the hardest thing to get these kids to memorize their lines and stuff like that while you're doing a musical like this?
Well, in terms of memorization, it's just time and effort. I mean, we've just heard it about the girls here, but students in the musical are also super mm-hmm. involved. Mackenzie is on the basketball team and also one of the student directors for the musical.
Wow.
So she's splitting double duty there. And then, you know, these guys are all getting involved in the winter sports stuff and the things they do outside. So it's finding time to balance all those things.
Plus school.
Yeah, we don't care about that as much. But, you know,
we all forget about that. Oh, let's go out for hit this.
They somehow find a way.
That.
They somehow find a way. Haley told me yesterday or the other day that she's really good at keeping track of everything she has to do right now, but she's not really good at managing time all the way down the road because she just has to worry about thing after thing. And that's how it feels sometimes, doesn't it? It's just, we just have to do the thing that's right in front of us.
That's
you just
right.
have to tackle that thing right there.
Take it
and
day
they do
by
a great
day.
Job of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let's bring some of the students in here. Haley, you want to step up to the mic over here first? And Haley Newell with us, not only involved in Oklahoma, but I know her as a diver. So, but you also do something else, don't you?
I do.
Which is?
I pole vault in the spring.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I thought, are you the one who also rides horses and shoots at targets or
no,
balloons?
No, that is not me.
That was somebody else. Okay, all right. I was thinking of somebody else.
But you should take that up, too.
Yeah,
that should be another. I would love to see you do that, Haley.
Yeah. So let's talk about Oklahoma. Is there? Have you had to memorize a lot of lines, or what's your role this year?
So I play Lori Williams, who is one of the lead characters. So I do have a lot of different lines. Memorization usually comes pretty easy to me, though, so I've never really had such a big problem with that. But there's definitely a lot going on at one time to keep track of, as well as like lines and like blocking where you're supposed to be on the stage at what time.
Yeah, it's kind of like basketball. I mean, you've got to be in the right place. You've got to say the right lines at the right time. It's got to be there, doesn't it? Yeah, that's for sure. Do you have a favorite song? I'm not going to make you sing it. No,
that's a lot. I really enjoy "Sorry with a Fringe" is one of my favorites, even though I don't sing that song.
Uh-huh.
And then I also like the boys' number. It's just super fun. It's a scandal.
Mm.
That one's
okay.
Also, that one has a really fun beat to it. So
yeah. About how long is the play? Is it 2 hours?
About two and a half.
About two and a half.
Yep.
But within one intermission?
Yeah, 15-minute intermission. Yep. It'll be run about 90 minutes in the first half and about 60 minutes in the second.
Okay. Cool. Haley, thank you. And I wish you to break a leg on Thursday. You guys don't break a leg.
That's a different thing.
Yeah. Let's bring in Cade this morning. Cade Rasmussen, one of the performers. So what is your role in Oklahoma?
My role is Curly, the cowboy that's trying to win over Lori's heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what I'm doing. I have to go against Jed, who's trying to fight me for that, but...
Mm-hmm. So you'll be singing?
Yes.
What song will you be singing?
I'll be singing "Sorry with the Fringe" on top, but my favorite song is probably "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning," right? Mm-hmm. I find myself looking out on a beautiful morning today and singing that song in my head. So,
mm-hmm. So you've been practicing a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Have you always been involved in musicals in high school?
Not musicals, but I've been involved in choir since fifth grade.
So is this your first one then?
It is the first one.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Good deal.
What makes it difficult or easy for you?
I think the difficulty lies in just the amount that we have to do, but it's really enjoyable. So it's not a burden that I take and don't want to have. It's something that I enjoy doing, enjoy attacking every day, and it's something that we get at each day. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, with those the 60 people, it is kind of like a team working together with all that, isn't it?
Certainly.
Yeah. Everybody behind the scenes together too. Mm-hmm. As we bring in Ava Woods, Mr. Harmon, would you talk a little bit about tickets and how people can get those?
Oh, sure. There's a ticket link on the Fremont Tigers webpage, so fremonttigers.org. If you go to the high school page, you'll find the banner has a Oklahoma ticket link there, so you can buy them there. We also have a link there for our first annual soup supper. We're doing I think they're doing a chili feed on Sunday prior to the show. So Oklahoma sort of feels like a good place for that. Yeah. We're doing a matinee on that Sunday afternoon with the idea that students can come be a part, younger students. And for those folks who maybe aren't interested in being up late on Thursday or Saturday night, that Sunday afternoon. So the soup feed before that as well. So there's links for information for that as well.
Okay. Good deal. Ava Woods with us this morning. It's my neighbor. So
I'm sorry.
I get to tease her a little bit. So what's your role in Oklahoma?
I'm the stage manager. So I've been sitting down in the audience, watching them, taking notes.
So Kate, is she bossy or? No.
in all the good ways, she is. Yes. Ava has taken control in many ways. This spring, I mean, it's not possible to do the show without student leadership, and she's one of the ones who I've counted on most.
That's great. And she's helped in other ways, not just within other plays and things, right?
Sure, yeah. And I mean, she's in the show too. She's not giving herself the credit. She spent a lot of time in the audience, watching and taking notes for me and keeping track of those things. But she's also in the show and has responsibilities there too. So she's pulling double duty in that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. What's your favorite part? Which one is it, being in the show or directing the show?
That's a hard question.
A little bit of both.
I've liked watching them
improve.
It's fun because I always loved theater.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
now it's fun to sit out and see them improve on theater.
That's great.
Good. Does she speak up and give her input?
She does. As we're going? She does. She took it upon herself about 4 weeks ago. We had a rehearsal where I was sort of filling in for some people who were gone and doing some other things, and she was taking notes for me, and at the end of the rehearsal I just asked her to share those notes with everybody, and so she's now done that every night. Every night she takes notes and shares with the cast, so they're getting feedback from her. Somebody who I trust, somebody who has experience in the doing the thing every single night. They're getting feedback from her, so she's been really invaluable to make that happen.
Good deal. Yeah, well, thank you, and congratulations. Hope it goes well. You also break a leg, nobody else. So thank you, Mr. Harmon. We appreciate it. Yeah, Oklahoma coming up next Thursday and Saturday and Sunday.
Yep, the Thursday and Saturday are at 7:30. Sunday's at 2:30.
Very good. All right. With that, we bring in Executive Director of the Fremont Public Schools Foundation, Kevin Earlywine. And I know the guest you have in the studio, but I'll let you go ahead and introduce.
Hey, well, thanks, Chris. Hey, this is a wonderful day. Somebody mentioned earlier what a beautiful day it is out there, and feel free to break into song because it really is gorgeous.
Yeah, really.
This is a fun show to be part of every other week. We love being part of this. You've got two great examples of our student groups, student activities in Fremont, and there's dozens of other examples that Scott brings in throughout the year. We're very proud of these kids. The foundation is very proud of everything that's done at Fremont Public Schools. And one of our new board members, Gordon Lowe, is here. He's fairly new, just joined the board in January.
Right.
And so he's here to visit a little bit with you. And so I'll turn it over to Chris, you and Gordon.
Yeah, all right. Well, Gordon, nice to have you here. I know that every time Kevin comes in, we honor a different group of people at Fremont High. So if you have that in front of you, let's honor somebody.
Yeah, I'd like to recognize Belfield Elementary by sharing what their principal, Mr. Roche, had to say about his staff. The mission of Belfield Elementary School is to empower each student to perform his or her personal best to demonstrate positive character, to contribute responsibly to an ever-changing world. Achieving this mission is only possible through the sustained efforts of the staff in the building. The success of Belfield directly reflects the willingness of the staff to do whatever it takes to ensure student growth. Staff members work to develop and maintain an inclusive, welcoming atmosphere where students are able to grow and evolve as learners and as individuals. They understand this is only achievable when they pull together as a team to give all the students what they need and deserve. The FES Foundation Board of Directors would like to thank the dedicated employees of Belfield Elementary as they continue this important work.
So why did you want to be a part of the foundation?
My wife, Janet, has been a teacher at FES for almost 21 years, and first as an ELL teacher at Linden Elementary and now as an instructional facilitator at the district. I know how much my wife cared about giving her students the best education she could provide, and was willing to do whatever it took to make that happen. Through her, I've seen and heard about so many other teachers and administrators in our district who share that same passion. I feel privileged to be on the FPS Foundation Board. We'll do whatever I can to support our great schools. And on a personal note, Janet and I have three grandchildren who attend FPS, and that gives me three more great reasons to do my part on the board.
Yeah, for sure.
That's great.
Yeah, good deal. anything else to add, Kevin?
You know, we're plugging away at our annual campaign. Got a couple months in. We're right on target, maybe a little bit ahead of our target. One thing that I know would probably help grease the wheels a little bit is if I brought donuts to the show.
Pretty much.
So
yeah.
I heard that earlier. So plan on that in 2 weeks to have some donuts here.
Well,
okay?
Let me get my pencil here, okay?
Make note.
Thanks, Chris, for having us. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Thanks for coming in. Gordon, thank you.
Thank you.
Scott Jensen, Executive Director of Secondary Operations, finished things up this morning.
Yeah, I just want to also put a congratulations into our swimming and diving team. You had mentioned that earlier, but what a performance they had at the state meet, and one of the best of all time for our girls and boys. So the way they finished and the way they performed was really impressive. So if you haven't seen the girls basketball team play this year, tonight's a great night. Last time in the BA this year, and a chance to be a potential state champion. They're on a run.
That's
and
right.
They have a goal, and it's going to be fun. And then if you have not seen a musical, or even if you have, obviously you know what a great experience it is at Fremont High School. So getting up there next week to see Oklahoma would be a special treat for you.
Definitely. All right. Awesome. I think that's going to wrap up Tiger Time, 8:56.